Hey, Mike, I know your camera must be bursting with over hundreds and thousands of photos. I know this because the average family produces 3,000 plus photos per year.
Yeah, I'm not the average family. But, you know, I might even be higher, though, because I'm considered a point-and-shoot expert.
I also know that instead of enjoying your photos, they're a source of stress and anxiety because you just don't have the time to deal with them. And they sit on your phone or a memory card or on the cloud, and you never share them with anyone.
Actually, I don't have that problem because I use a service called Memory My Way. It's where the modern family gets the help they need to rescue those memories from the cloud.
What? Mike, if I could only imagine having a plan in place to get those memories into photo books year after year. That just takes forever.
Well, tech guy, with a membership at Memory My Way, this plan is baked right into the heart of the whole thing. Members learn exactly how to get organized and in control, back up the right way, and the very best part is, everyone is paired with a professional designer who custom creates each book, saving members tons of time.
Plans start as low as $39 a month. The monthly fee includes it all. Ready and waiting for you to tell your unique story. Your memory shouldn't be lost to the cloud or your devices.
Yep, that's www.memorymyway.com. And you can just go out there and become a point-and-shoot expert today.
Tech Time listeners, a special for you. If you sign up, we will give you $5 off your first month. That's right, $5 off your first month by putting in the code TECHTIME at checkout. Visit them today, www.memorymyway.com. And tell them Nathan and Mike sent you. We would like to thank Podcorn for sponsoring this episode of Tech Time Radio. Explore sponsorship opportunities and start monetizing your podcast by signing up at podcorn.com/podcasters. Let me tell you about Podcorn. Podcorn is an absolute must for any podcaster starting out. Now, when we started out Tech Time Radio, we started out in a back office with a couple of mics. We expanded to a studio, and then now, as you can see, we're on the radio and have distribution into other markets. Having the ability to have Podcorn at the start of our podcast would have been a dream come true. Guess what? With Podcorn, you now have the amazing opportunity for podcasts to receive sponsorship, such as host reads, interview segments, and topical discussions. With Podcorn, there's no middleman. Podcasters of all size can browse and choose opportunities right on their platform, set their own rates, and collaborate with brands directly without exclusivities. You never give up the rights of your podcast in Podcorn, and they're here to support you everywhere possible. Visit podcorn.com. Again, that's podcorn.com. Podcorn is a true success for those starting their podcast dreams.
Coming to you from the shores of the Pacific Northwest, keeping you up to date on technology while enjoying a little whiskey on the side, with leading edge topics along with special guests to navigate technology in a segmented, stylized radio program. The information that will make you go, Pull up a seat, raise a glass with our hosts as we spend the next hour talking about technology for the common person. Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum.
Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum. I'm your host, the show that makes you go,
You're still trying to get that shirt to make it look good.
Yeah, you know, I've lost weight, and here I am looking on the camera, and every single time I go around, I'm going to be so self-conscious today. During the whole event, I'll be like,
just puff it up.
I'm gonna
suck in the chest.
The Thor look. Okay.
Yeah, you look all like right. You're constipated.
Do I? Yeah. I'm not, though, but okay. All right, I'm Nathan Mum. Welcome to our show. We are live streaming from the studio of KKNW 1150 AM. We are all glad to be back from our winter palooza, the extravaganza that we missed last week. We were all remote.
Hey, you said that almost correctly.
Palooza?
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza? Yeah. Well, those are big words. Those are like three-syllable words.
I'm proud.
I got a new dictionary. It's how can I learn a new word each day? All right, David, we are glad you're back. I don't know why the heck he decided to go to a Gonzaga university. They're just ranked number one.
They're only ranked number one, but, you know, the call came in, say, hey, snow's ruined everything. Can you come help us out? And I'm like, okay, I'll be there.
So he ditched us immediately. That's what he's really wanting to say. As David just said, forget you.
Well, let's face it, I was still watching because the game was, you know, Gonzaga was only blowing them out. So I ended up watching the show last week.
Well, that's good. Okay, well, it was a good
How
show.
About that? Yeah.
And you know what was really good
out?
Do you know what was really good about it?
What?
Is that I got a win on Two Truths and a Lie. Not that I really care about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy, okay.
You're just going to hit that every time you
All
can.
All right. So you are, of course, listening to us live on a Saturday broadcast from KKNW Studios. If you're not listening to us on Saturday, then you're listening to a rebroadcast of the show. You can rebroadcast through our YouTube channel at youtube.com/techtimeradio. You can watch us on Facebook at facebook.com/techtimeradio. And of course, you can always reach us during the show by going to Twitter and doing #techtimeradio. Ask us a question and we'll answer it on the air. Or you can call in, but we're so packed today that we don't even have room for call-in shows. So let me just tell you, if you wanted to call in today, you're gonna have to wait till next week's episode, because we got tons of stuff that we didn't do last week that we have to get done today, especially reviewing our Super Bowl picks. Yes, we need to make sure we see who won the Super Bowl picks from 2 weeks ago, since we were all out. All right, well, this is a one-hour technology show where we talk about our current technology in a simple format without having to geek out. We highlight our top tech news along with segments that bring different perspective and highlighted topics. Make sure that you enjoy us afterwards at www.techtimeradio.com, and you can go and take a look at our truth, facts, information. And, of course, as we start out every single show, Mike, we start out with our loaded question of the day.
Yahoo.
All right. What would you love to prove is real?
So many things.
So many things. Well, you can only choose one.
Oh.
Choose one.
I'm gonna go with... Since we're in the Pacific Northwest, I'm going to go with Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. You know what?
He's going to be on it.
I think listening during our commercial breaks, I think you're going to hear a special Bigfoot. I know Bigfoot personally.
Yeah.
So he comes on in and he helps with our Tech Time Radio ads.
He's in our production meetings.
He does. He does come to our production meetings. He always sits back and he lays down. So if you ever wanted to be a part of Tech Time Radio, if you go to youtube.com/techtimeradio, you can subscribe. And you could actually be a producer in a month for our show, and you could join us on our production show. If you think this is kind of funny and geeky, you should see us on our production show. It goes off the rails all the time.
All the time.
All the time. All right, here we go. Now,
it starts off the rails.
The first thing we need to do, though, is we need to give a little cap of what we're going to be talking about on our show. So on today's show, we are going to have somebody that talks about the past as our special guest in what we found on the web. He owns a podcast called Quantum Week. Not Quantum Leap, but Quantum Week. And we're going to be talking about it, where they essentially take a random week over the past 41 years and talk about movies, music, and headlines.
Yeah.
And so I've listened to a bunch of their episodes, so I got a bunch of questions to ask Chris.
Nice.
And see if he's on top of it, because we're going to quiz him a little bit during our interview.
Okay.
We also have Mike's Mesmerizing Moment. That's a highlight that I'm sure you're looking forward to, right?
Yeah, okay. I always look forward
to it.
Okay,
that's fantastic. All right, and we have a main segment that we're going to be talking about what Salesforce published on the 9-to-5 work week is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So do we think it's dead or do we not think it's dead? We are going to find out as we have that as our main topic on our Technology Insider. So right now, David, we're going to need to make sure we stay on task. So if you can get ready, we're going to start with our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
What's happening in the world of technology? This is our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
All right.
All right, what's going on?
Story number one. This is awesome. Let's go back to our lawyers and Zoom on a follow-up.
Yeah, I'm not a cat.
From last week's story. We got some audio. Again, when attorney Rod Pontins showed up with a virtual court hearing over Zoom on Tuesday, he quickly realized something was wrong. Well, in real life, he is a human, but on the call, he made sure to include
he
was not a cat.
Sure that
the tearful-looking cat opens its mouth and says nothing, but his eyes dart back and forth on the screen. If we can now play, David, our special audio to listen
it's
back
very
to
emotional.
That.
Mr. Ponton, I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. You might want to
can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that.
I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat.
I'm not a cat. So he wants to make sure that he says that he's not a cat at least twice during the thing. Now,
which is funny.
Which is very funny.
That's an interesting human behavior reaction, actually.
To say that you're not a cat.
Yeah, he wants to make sure that everybody knows he's not a cat.
Because we thought that a cat would join a Zoom meeting in an appellate court battle. Is that what we just like the
cat
would dial up the
computer?
Well,
no, we're talking about this camera is projecting him as a cat.
That is correct. And so now let's talk about this. Everybody's looked for this file, right? Yeah. So it was officially announced as a Zoom filter.
But
then,
it's not.
And then it's not. And then it was a snap-in filter, which we talked about last week with
which
the
is,
information.
Yeah, which was incorrect.
Which I was playing with. And I came as a Western guy and a banana and a bunch of other items. But that did not actually have the correct cat picture either.
No.
So, essentially, this software program is a very old, outdated software program that was a part of the Dell web camera software called Dell Webcam Manager. So this was something. So they actually ended up, the Dell software was hard to find these days. CNN Business did a whole research on it. Zoom did a whole bunch of information that the Zoom CEO was on.
Everybody wanted to be a cat.
Because everybody wanted to find it out. What they ended up doing is they actually went and they dug out that Dell computer that they had. They actually used the software and found that it was specifically a Windows 7 operating system that had the Dell webcam software on there, which, with the SAD kit.
Yeah, which tells you what he was using for that court case.
So that means he was using a very old, outdated computer. But, now Nathan likes to do some crazy stuff. If you want the software files right now, if you go to techtimeradio.com,
they are
on our webpage right underneath.
You could be a cat.
So you can actually download the Dell graphics. You have to do a computer reboot, and you have to make sure you do a couple steps on the install process. But you can be the same cat that our lawyer was for the deal, and you can only find it on Web Archive locations on Dell that I had to do a bunch of research in, and now it's available on Tech Time Radio.
What's funny about that is I'm a Dell guy. I've always been a Dell. I remember those filters back in 2008.
They have two cats, too. So they have the white cat, and then they have another cat that's a mixture of orange and black stripes, so a little calico type of deal.
There like other things, too.
There's an Android, too.
An Android, an alien. And
it works really good. So if you want to go take a look at it, go to techtimeradio.com. You can get the filter, and we have it available here.
The sad kitten.
Story number two I'm not really happy with. So LastPass is a password protection tool system.
Yeah.
And it is no longer going to be free.
No.
Let's listen to Lewis, our correspondent from Tech Time Radio, explain what LastPass is doing.
Is it time to say goodbye to LastPass now that users on the free tier will no longer be able to use the software on their desktop and mobile devices? LastPass announced that starting on March 16th, they would no longer allow users on the free tier to use the software on their desktop and their mobile. So those users will have to ultimately choose, am I going to use LastPass on my desktop or do I only want to use it on mobile?
Okay, so now that is ridiculous, right? So what is LastPass trying to do? I get LastPass is a great
money.
They're trying to make money. So essentially on March 16th, the very first login to LastPass, if you're on a mobile phone, will enable mobile phone to be free, but then your computer will be a cost to use. Or if you're on a computer and you log in on March 16th, essentially then you're going to be on the computer for free and you're going to have to pay for your phone software. On top of that, then on May 17th, they're essentially losing email support. So you can no longer, if you have a problem after you do this transition over on March 16th, you only got March 16th to figure it out, because on March 17th, if you're on the free support, you are not going to get support. The whole idea of a password manager is to manage your passwords across multiple devices. And so operating this way is absolutely ludicrous.
I just see one critical error they made.
What's that?
They didn't call it LastPass Plus.
LastPass Plus. They should have done that, because everybody,
that's
Disney
right.
Plus, Google Plus, everything. So I am very upset because I can't export my passwords, because specifically with LastPass, they don't have an export tool because they're your passwords.
Oh,
they're supposed
look,
to be encrypted.
So that's kind of like taking your hostage.
I know. So I'm either going to decide never to have a password manager, or I'm going to have to pay. So screw them.
Guess
I'm
what?
I'm going to have to pay those scumbags.
They did a hack job on you, buddy.
All right. Story number three, real quick, because we are over time. North Korea tried to hack Pfizer for COVID-19 vaccine. Now, North Korea said that they have zero COVID cases.
Well, of course they do.
So still to date, they have said that they've had zero COVID
cases.
They're
awesome.
And so why is it that South Korean intelligence services are taking the time to actually try to hack away at Pfizer? Can you explain that to me? Why would they be doing that if they already have no cases in all of their country?
Well, either they're lying.
Oh no,
which they couldn't be doing.
No, they couldn't be doing that now. No,
or they just want to. Maybe it's just FOMO. That's just the fear of missing out.
Of missing out. Yeah. Oh, I like that. The fear of missing out. That's a new acronym. I like that.
Yeah, FOMO, baby.
FOMO, baby. All right. So North Korea is under self-imposed isolations. Kim Jong-un has reported that they have no coronavirus cases, but they continue to break into European medical agencies, the EMA, and medicine regulators to try to steal information regarding vaccinations.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. Yeah. So that takes
That's
us.
That's the problem with totalitarian governments.
They may not be telling the truth.
Never.
So everybody in there, they're just
dying. There's a state of delusion there
that if you have something. All right. So if you want to check out our stories, make sure you go to techtimeradio.com. And you can always click on our facts section to make sure that we're not making up fake news like Donald Trump. Or did I say that out loud?
You did say that out loud.
I didn't mean it. Up next, we have a great interview with Quantum Week on what we found on the web. We, of course, have our whiskey selection here, our Kentucky's Best. We'll be talking about that after our first commercial break. And we have tons more. I'm Nathan Mumm, your host. Thank you for listening to Tech Time Radio.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Have you heard about 180 Consulting?
No.
I love these guys. You know how much I avoid working with copy vendors, right?
Actually, I get to hear about it all the time.
Not anymore, because guess what? The guys at 180 Consulting took over the entire process. They assessed our needs, worked directly with the vendors on my behalf, and helped us understand our option. No sales fluff, just good information so we can make the right decision.
Well, that sounds good. How do they get paid?
Their only compensation comes from a small share of the cost savings they create. They work for us, and it's a win-win.
You know, that sounds like a no-brainer.
There's two ways to reach them. You can get them at info@180-consulting.com or visit them online at www.180-consulting.com.
www.180-consulting.com.
Thank you, Mike. 180-consulting.com.
At H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Get every credit and deduction you deserve. Or get your money back. File with a tax pro or on your own. Then, relax. With a max refund guaranteed, Block has your back.
So here at Tech Time Radio, we got a new sponsor. It's called Smile Brilliant. If you're like me, you're a little confused about teeth whitening due to all the product variations on the market. So what have we learned?
Well, LED lights are a novelty and they don't actually produce better results.
Right, and strips neglect the gum lines, crevices, and molars.
And that crest whitening with charcoal and everything is an abrasive that actually wears down the enamel of your teeth.
Yeah, and whitening toothpaste only works on the surface stains.
The number one product recommended by dentists are custom fitted trays made by the dentists. They are, however, very, very costly.
With Smile Brilliant's lab direct process, you can have a custom fitted teeth whitening tray at a fraction of the price without a single visit to a dentist.
Using an exact model of your teeth, Smile Brilliant's lab technicians will handcraft your trays to ensure the best possible results.
You do all of this from the comfort of your home using their lab direct mail-in process for as little as $149 or three easy payments of $49. Additionally, you get a 2-year tray replacement warranty and a 45-day satisfaction guarantee. For a limited time, as a Tech Time Radio listener, you can buy any teeth whitening or night guard system and receive a second absolutely free for a friend or family member. Head on over to smilebrilliant.com and use the Tech Time Radio coupon code at checkout.
What do you think of that whiskey there, Mike? Oh, look at that face. All right.
That's disgust.
This is the Kentucky Best straight bourbon whiskey aged 4 years. From Lux Row Distributors, in 2015, our whiskey brand continued to grow, and we realized that we needed to build our own site to service our needs. This is a Kentucky-rich southern culture, abundant nature that flows with high-quality grains and fine limestone-filtered water with a natural fit. Built in our own distillery represents a natural evolution of this whiskey. Now, this whiskey was only made 1 year. It's a Kentucky Best.
Yeah,
I can tell. And so what happened is they have now moved to a 9-year staging for their whiskey instead of a 4-year. This is a 4-year, so this is a discontinued bottle. And it's either a hit and a miss is what they say. So either they had the right distillery process or you get the bottom of the barrel. And what do you think so far?
I think.
Yeah, okay.
I got the... I got the
you got the bite
other side of the coin.
So you got the other side of the coin?
Yeah.
We'll see if you picked heads or tails on the Super Bowl picks. That's what I'm most important about. Now, you can always engage us at hashtag TechTimeRadio. And if you put something up there right now, we'll read it and we'll ask a question. But we are going to be really excited to get the drinks out of the way. And we're going to move to our next segment on what we found on the web.
What we found on the web.
All right, we have a great podcast. So I am really into the pop culture podcasts. I've listened to a bunch of those because we have nothing like pop culture. We're a technology show. So get my information.
You're a very nostalgic kind of guy, too.
I am. So this podcast is fantastic. So we have a new podcast that we're going to talk about. It's called Quantum Week. And we're going to have a commercial that's going to come on up next commercial to where we did kind of a funny little deal about Quantum Leap versus Quantum Week. But it's not Quantum Leap. But essentially, it is kind of like Quantum Leap, where essentially they go back in time and they talk about a week in the past where they talk about TV shows, music, top headlines of the day. And so we have with us one of the two hosts. They have a two-host system, too. So we got Chris Klemmer, I think that's the pronunciation. Klemmer. Klemmer. We'll ask Chris himself.
Chris probably knows.
How do you pronounce your last name there, Chris?
Sure. First off, welcome. So happy to be here, guys. I'm not a cat. you can spell my last name. My name is pronounced Klemmer, but that's fine. Just call me Chris. How's it going?
Okay. Good.
Nathan can say that word.
So Klemmer, yeah, I can say that
no,
word.
No, not word. Not
the, the word Chris.
You're Chris.
Okay, I got you. Wow. Chris. Okay, so Chris, let me ask you a question before we even talk about your podcast. Are you a better tennis player than Matt? Because I listened to your show, and Matt was kind of going off on you on like two episodes back, where he's very athletic, and he says that he could take you in a tennis deal. But I believe you actually have like lessons, or you participate, right? So you're a little bit more into the tennis.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that's fallen off his bike and broken his wrist. He's had a major ACL surgery. The guy's a mess, and he likes to brag about how active he is. And I think he's really just like three steps away from a nursing home at this point, so he really probably should just shut up.
All right, okay.
There's a personal rivalry.
I like this. So, Chris, I actually did a bunch of research. I listened to a bunch of your guys' stuff, and I actually really enjoyed it. I actually subscribed to it. So thank you very much for joining us. Now,
thank you.
I hear that you are a big R. Kelly fan too, right?
Yeah, I am not. That is we actually went back and forth with that as far as...
you banned him, didn't you?
On air, yeah, he's the only artist we've ever kind of banned. What I mean banned is obviously we had the discussion, but like after, because we went back to a year, I think it was 1999 when he had a song that was a top song, and I'm like, I don't really want to talk about this guy ever again. Like if we run into I Believe I Can Fly or another one of his hits, I really don't want to have the R. Kelly discussion again. This guy is probably one of the biggest, pieces of trash ever.
I totally agree with you, and he was going off. He's like, well, I don't know if I should really ban him or if I shouldn't, and
I don't follow enough to know much about him.
Is he like a Kanye guy
where he's always
he's just a creeper.
He's basically has a pattern of really going after 15-year-old girls. He's incarcerated right now with 30 different counts. But he's had a hugely successful career, and doing a nostalgia show like ours, you're going to run into him. And I just don't want to talk about him, on our show anymore, just because to profile these guys, you got to hear their music and you got to talk about it. But I'm like, I really don't care about this guy's music anymore. This guy is a real, real, real bad guy.
All right. So Chris, where did you guys come up with the idea for your podcast? So I have not found, and I did a Google search. There's nothing else out there like it at all. So where'd you guys come up with this idea?
I mean, you asked at the top of your show, like, what's the thing that you wish you could prove was true? And my thing would be time travel. I've always kind of been obsessed with the idea of being able to go back and kind of how time works. I loved the show Quantum Leap when I was a kid.
Okay.
And Matt and I were trying to think about what we could do for a podcast, or what ideas, and he's a musician. So I love movies. So like, let's do a movies and music podcast that instead of dealing with stuff that's recent, let's talk about stuff that's happened in our lifetimes. And that's why we go back 41 years. I'm 41, so we go back as far back until I was born, and then we kind of cover weeks completely at random.
Okay. And you know what? Let me ask you this. So you said you want to do time travel. Do you like the Back to the Future time travel or the Marvel version of time travel? Because I have one that's my favorite time travel, and I don't like the other one. So Marvel has it where essentially you don't change the past, and the Back to the Future one is where essentially you go back. And so which one do you do in your time travel?
Yeah, I'm a big Back to the Future guy. It's the first time I remember I saw it in the theaters, and I remember how I felt the first time I saw it. I never really encountered time travel before in any medium, and I was completely blown away. So, I mean, whenever someone says time travel, the first image in my mind is that DeLorean.
That's right. That's perfect.
Yeah, we were just talking about DeLoreans the other day, weren't we?
Yeah, so my grandfather had a DeLorean, and he was supposed to give me one when he passed away, and he passed away, and his half-aged wife decided to give it to her son. So I'm not bitter about that at all. But he promised me, and I worked raking leaves at his house in Woodinville all the time so I could have this DeLorean, and she decided to. I'm not bitter. Okay, continuing on.
Too bad you can't go back in time and have him change the will.
Yeah, or you could have found a different half-aged wife to marry, because there's probably a whole bunch of them available.
I think you would have been more easily convincing if
she wasn't. She wasn't even a trophy wife. I would have said trophy wife, okay, but she wasn't. She was a half-aged.
Get on with the
interview. Okay, here we go. Continue on. All right, so name something positive that you have done on your podcast that you think kind of sets you guys apart. A lot of people do things like negative items, and they'll talk about that. But what's some positive items on your podcast that's kind of set you guys apart?
I don't know about positive or negative. I mean, I'm a native New Yorker, so I'm always going to look at negative stuff. But I will say one thing that sets us apart is that we have, I think, real critique. I think a lot of times right now in media, people are afraid to say they don't like something. Or, we try to have it be as close to like the old Siskel and Ebert show as possible. We have two guys that maybe don't see eye to eye on stuff or willing to fight about things. But at the end of the day, you know, we'll be back next week. It's not going to be a fight that's going to end the show. But it's going to be a fair look at critiquing a film or a song with pulling, hopefully, no punches. We try to be as honest and direct as possible.
You guys did that with Edward Norton. You guys had two different opinions on...
there's a lot of opinions about Ed Norton.
So, yes, and so I like that there was two different opinions. We have different opinions here, too. I like having someone to say, no, I just completely disagree. I thought he did a great job acting. No, I thought he did a horrible job acting. Okay. All right, so...
Fight Club.
That's what they talked about. That's what it was on episode, so it was perfect. If you could get any guest on your podcast show for an interview, who would be your guest?
Oof, that's a good question. I mean, next week we have Jerry Karabas from Barstool Sports. We're super excited to have him on. That was a pretty big get for us. But who, if I could have any guest on, I mean, Tom Hanks would be fantastic. He's been in a lot of my favorite movies. Obviously, Tarantino. I guess Tarantino would be my number one.
Okay.
He's my favorite director, and he always has kind of interesting and bizarre stuff to say.
Yeah, there you go.
He would be a great interview. That is.
I don't know if he'd be a great interview, but he'd be great on your podcast.
He'd be great. He'd be hilarious because he would just talk about whatever he's feeling about at the moment. Okay, what's on your nightstand at home? If I come into Chris's house, I look at your nightstand at your home next to your bed.
That's a little creepy, dude.
I know. Well, this is a little creepy. Those are creepy questions. I got some creepy questions. What is on your nightstand at your house?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not a very, I guess, exciting guy as far as the nightstand goes. I have two books right now. I'm reading Best Movie Year Ever, which is about 1999. It's a fantastic book. And the other book is called The Wax Pack, and it's about a guy, I'm a big baseball fan. Okay. It's about a guy that has a random pack of baseball cards from 1986 and then goes and finds each of these players now. So it's kind of like what they've done with their lives, what's changed. So it's The Wax Pack, and the other one is Best Movie Year Ever. I can't recommend those books enough.
Wax Pack. You know, I need to do that because I collected baseball cards when I was a little kid.
I don't.
It's a great book.
That sounds fantastic. And that used to, if you got the tops, you got screwed because always one card had the bubble gum that was stained on the back. So then your card.
Gum stain, the worst.
Yeah, so then you're in trouble. So then you went with the Upper Deck stuff that was always like double the price. And then you had the Sport Flicks that had the little.
Wow, you really are into this stuff.
Yeah, the motion. See, so. Yep. If I said I liked it, I was really into baseball cards.
Yeah, okay.
And then I got into Garbage Pail Kids, but my parents.
I love those.
My parents wouldn't let them in the house because they were really bad things for you, and they didn't want me to have them. So we would trade them all the time at school. Those were the.
That was your prison money.
That was my guilty pleasure. Okay, so my other question was, what books do you read? And so you already asked that. Okay, so what popular podcast advice do you disagree with? So people have tons of podcast deals. I We publish on Buzzsprout, so I get like a new email every week, and they tell me information here, and sometimes I just roll my eyes saying, you know what, I would never do that. But what is something that someone has told you or said, this is what you should do with your podcast that you disagree with?
I'm not a big fan of podcast advice necessarily. I think my thing with people like who, if you want to do a podcast, make sure it's something you're passionate about. So as long as you really care about that topic and it's something you really believe in, then go for it. I think the worst thing for a podcast to be is something that's like kind of like this like grab all and this catch all. It's kind of just topical things. Those shows, unless you have a really talented host that have a lot of experience, are really tough to pull off because everyone else is talking about that same thing. So it's hard to have a unique voice. So I think the best podcasts for me are ones that someone's really passionate about and care about.
Well, that makes sense. Absolutely. That's a good thing.
Well, that's why you're in
That's why I'm in the technology space. So I love technology, and I wanted to make it easier for people to understand instead of talking acronyms and nerdy stuff. I was trying to get it down to a little bit more of a low-level type of deal. All right. So, Chris, if we want to subscribe to your podcast, how would we go about doing that so all of our fans can now be Tech Time Radio fans and Quantum Week fans? Where would we go?
You can find us pretty much anywhere you get podcasts. So it's Quantum Week, W-E-E-K. You can search for it, really, I said anywhere, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, really anywhere you get podcasts. All of our shows are evergreen. What I mean by that is you can pretty much go on, and if you see a movie you like, check that episode out. You don't need to necessarily start from the first episode and work your way up. It's kind of like a Siskel and Ebert. If you saw an episode of a movie you cared about or wanted to hear a review on, check that episode out first and go from there.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for joining us at Tech Time Radio today. We will stay in touch and wish you guys the continued success.
Thanks, Nathan. Thanks, Mike. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
So it's kind of like they kind of do their Cisco and Ebert kind of like we do our whiskey. Yeah, they kind of do a thumbs up. But it's I will say, if you're listening to their show, make sure you don't have young kids in the area. It is a mature audience show.
That's good.
Because they're New Yorkers, I think.
Do you have a favorite movie from way past?
So I went through, so I do have a favorite movie, and they reviewed one of my favorite movies, not very good. So I was like, oh, I kind of disagree a little bit with that. But that's a great podcast, right? So I'm like, all right, okay, we're going to go to our commercial break. You guys, thank you very much for joining us. Please make sure you guys check out the Quantum Week podcast and let me know if you guys liked it or didn't like that. And of course, you can engage us on Twitter now at #techtimeradio.com. We'll see you after the commercial break. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, have you ever heard of Turbo Debt?
No, what is that, something that get me into debt faster?
No, Turbo Debt is not to get you in debt faster. It's to help you get out of debt. Do you have over $10,000 in credit card, personal loans, medical, or payday loans?
Of course I have debt. That's the American way.
Au contraire, mon frere. Turbo Debt will give you the option to break the debt cycle and start putting money in your pocket.
That's awesome.
Over 70% of Americans die with credit card debt. Do not let this happen to you. Turbo Debt will give you an option to break the debt cycle and start putting money in your pocket.
That's awesome.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt and personal loans, medical or payday loans, they can help. Go to turbodebt.com/tech time. Again, that's turbodebt.com/tech time, all capitalized, for a free consultation today. TurboDebt is a proud sponsor of this week's episode of Tech Time Radio.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, a new show here on KKNW that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making mid to late career transitions. I'll be here every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock bringing you guest interviews, career transition advice, and great stories to guide you to what's next in your career and life. Gain a renewed sense of purpose for your next phase with a positive, forward-looking approach. Get ready to be re-energized, recharged, and reignited Wednesdays at 3 o'clock.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, have you ever heard of Quantum Week?
What, you mean the TV program from the 80s?
No, Quantum Week is a podcast.
It's a podcast that takes a random week over the past 41 years and talks about movies, music, headlines, and anything that makes that week unique.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're getting a buzz in here. Hello?
Hey, Nathan. Hey, Mike.
Oh, it's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, welcome to the program. Hey, we're just talking about Quantum Week.
Oh, yes. I love Quantum Week.
You do. It's a podcast that takes random weeks over the past 41 years
and talks about cool things like Mean Girls, Beetlejuice, Top Gun, and songs by Katy Perry.
Yes, I have heard of them, Nathan, and I love Big Week.
You can find Quantum Week on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere you download the podcast. Now, if you had a week that you could go back to, what week would you choose?
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio.
Music. There's new music.
Oh, no, this is the same music we've had for a while. Yeah,
I don't remember.
Nathan Miller played our old stuff that we had last week, if you noticed it. But I didn't want to give him a hard time about that. David's on top of stuff.
David's on top of stuff. He knows what he's got going on.
This
is Scottish dance, river dance music.
No, it's not. It's supposed to be upbeat technology music. Okay, come on now. Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. How's your whiskey tasting, Mike? Did you have some whiskey during that?
No,
I did. It was all right.
I'm going to finish it off like I would for the real reason why to drink alcohol.
I'm just going to gut it back.
And throw it real quickly.
Okay.
You can probably tell what I'm going to give it.
Well, we're excited for a bunch of our sponsors. So Quantum Week was a great sponsor.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
He's a good guy.
I don't have time to listen to podcasts, but I think I might make time for
You should listen to them. They're pretty funny. And you know what? I found that they are funny throughout the whole episode. So it's not just the very beginning parts where they have like some sticks where they're talking about stuff, but they continue through the whole hour podcast about what it is pretty well.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go right now to our next segment, which is our Technology Insider.
Welcome to Technology Insider. We get the information directly from the source.
All right. Salesforce says the 9-to-5 workday is dead. Work is about more than ping pong tables and snacks.
I don't know. I want more ping pong tables and snacks in my workday.
I would too. But here we go. Salesforce is taking a huge leap here. They essentially on a blog post said that they are changing with the times. And on their announcement, they said that they are going to change their work policies in response to changes because of the pandemic. As they enter the new year, they're going to continue to go forward with agility, creativity, and a beginner's mind. Mm-hmm. And that's all inclusive into our culture, said Brent Hyder, the Salesforce Chief People Officer. As an immersive workplace is no longer limited to a desk and towers, the 9-to-5 workday is dead, and employees' experience is all about more than ping pong tables and snacks. A typical 8-hour shift will become customary in the U.S. is no longer making sense for their culture. Salesforce says that they are going to come up with three tiers of what they consider employees. They have a flex tier.
Three tiers of employees.
So here's what you have. You have employee number one, who could be a flex employee.
In the office some of the week, and not in the office.
That's right. 1 to 3 days in the office week for collaboration, customer meetings, and presentations. The rest working remotely. They have a full remote employee, which is for employees who do not live near an office or have roles that don't require an office. They will work remotely full time.
So these aren't really, are these tiers or are they just classifications?
Well, I think they're classifications.
Because a tier would say that you have to earn your way up into a specific thing.
Okay, well, so I missed it. So it's probably more classifications than tiers. And then they have classification number three, which is office-based. The smallest population of our workforce will be in the office 4 to 5 days a week, and these roles are required for them to be there.
Yeah, so you're going to have a lot of extroverts do the third one, and a lot of introverts do the remote only.
So let's talk about this. So I have the ability to have worked at Microsoft, software development company, great area there. I had a chance to work at Vulcan Inc., Paul Allen's personal company. I worked out there for 5 years plus, and in another MSP service for about 5 years also. And your introverts need the communication, verbal reassurance, in my opinion, way more than the extroverts do. So as much as you think...
What do you mean?
So when we have my introverts, my developers, my support desk individuals, and when they would be remote and not a part of the group dynamic, they tend to have more mistakes. They tend to be a little bit more out in left field than they were when they were actually in the office working with that. So someone could come on up and say, how are you doing? What's going on? And actually socialize with them. So I am confused on Salesforce's views here. Okay. Is that really fostering human connection?
Well, first off, I want to separate some things out
for you.
Because introvert does not actually mean shy.
Okay.
It just means that introverts tend to, like myself, when they're around people a lot, they lose a lot of energy.
Correct.
Right? What you're talking about is lack of communication and group connection and focus. So if you have a somebody who's not connected to the group and the group is moving along their focus line or whatever they're doing, the introvert or whoever is out here in the outlier is not going to pick up on the cues that these guys are throwing off. So they're automatically going to be out in left field.
Okay.
Because they're going to be making up their own stuff.
Okay.
So part of the solution there is to make sure that they are included in that. And what happens when you have these groups, you have a lot of these groups that are making decisions that leave out the people that are out. This happens all the time, especially Absolutely. Right now when a lot of us are working from home and you've got groups that are consistently making decisions about what's going on without letting anybody else know.
Correct. Correct. So it's very interesting. So Moha Desks have actually come up with a new office format. It's called the Moha Dome, which are personal office pods, which essentially in this type of work environment, have you seen these?
No, but that sounds
so they're
sounds
like funny. Umbrellas. So essentially it's like a hot dog kind of working environment, but you have an umbrella that goes into your area of work.
Is it the cone of silence?
Well, it's kind of like the cone of silence, yes.
From the Get Smart.
So I thought that would be a great opportunity for people to have kind of that social distancing, you know, have a table 6 feet away, have a dome type area, but still be in a part of that. So I'm a little worried about Salesforce. I don't know if having people work all the time remotely. I know that you can still get together on Zoom.
Some people are going to be doing it very well. I work very well at home because I don't need a lot of social interaction.
I do horrible.
Yeah, you're an extrovert.
Okay.
I'm an introvert.
Okay.
So I do get lonely, you know, and I do want to get communication and I want connection with my fellow office mates, but it's not as prevalent as with an extrovert.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to be talking about this on Mike's Mesmerizing Moments.
Yeah, we'll
talk a little bit about it. And we also have our Super Bowl rewind. We're going to take a look and see who won the picks of that. I'm very excited to have that. So we're going to take a commercial break right now. And when we come on back, Mike, you're up with Mesmerizing Moment time.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, my name is Arthur, and my life's work is connecting people with coffee. Story Coffee is a small batch specialty coffee company that uses technology to connect people to each product resource, which allows farmers to unlock their economic freedom. Try our Medium Roast Founder Series coffee, which is an exotic bourbon variety that is smooth, fresh, and elegant at storycoffee.com. That's storicoffee.com. Today you can get your first bag free when you subscribe at storycoffee.com with code TECHTIME. That's storicoffee.com.
Mike, if I could only imagine having a plan in place to get those memories into photo books year after year. That just takes forever.
Actually, I don't have that problem because I use a service called Memory My Way. Members learn exactly how to get organized and in control, back up the right way, and the very best part is, everyone is paired with a professional designer who custom creates each book, saving members tons of time. That's www.memorymyway.com. And you can just go out there and become a point-and-shoot expert today.
Tech Time listeners, a special for you. If you sign up, we will give you $5 off your first month. That's right, $5 off your first month by putting in the code TECHTIME at checkout. Visit them today, www.memorymyway.com. And tell them Nathan and Mike sent you.
Hello, Seattle. How would you like to have immediate and easy access to your live EKG and heart rate data? Your data right at your fingertips and with no need to hook up wires and leads or be strapped to a machine at the doctor's office. The new Pulse device from Vivomi continuously tracks your EKG and displays this data on your mobile phone. Have you ever wondered how your EKG and heart rate behaves when you're exercising at the gym, navigating the stressful demands of the workday, or just getting the kids ready for school or relaxing at home? The Pulse is a different kind of wearable, and you can experience this difference by going to www.vivomi.com and ordering your device today.
All right, Mike. Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. How was your whiskey during the break?
You know, it's a little bit better if you just sip it.
You just sip it?
I mean, little sips.
A little sips?
Very little sips.
Very little sips? Okay, yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I'm really excited because this brings us to the highlight of the show.
All right.
Our Mike's Mesmerizing Moment.
Mesmerizing Moment.
This is Mike's Mesmerizing Moment, presented by Story Coffee. Visit storycoffee.com.
All right, should we talk a little bit about my introverts and extroverts?
We should talk a little bit about that, because I'll tell you, when I play Sea of Thieves, you are the extrovert in that. You're telling me what to do the whole time. I'm like the little.
I'm just directing. I'm not. An extrovert is somebody who likes to be around people.
Okay.
And they tend to have a lot of friends because people energize them.
Okay.
An introvert is somebody who doesn't because other people take their energy away. And so it's about energy. So the workplace, the modern workplace, is extroverted prioritized. Okay. It's prioritized for extroverts.
That makes sense.
And so it can be very difficult for introverts to work in especially in things like open space offices and things, open plan offices, because there's a lot of noise and distraction and it just takes its toll on you. So working from home is great for an introvert, a real deep introvert.
Okay.
Now, for those who are closer to the middle,
yeah,
the flex is probably a great thing because we all need human interaction. We all need to have that. And like I mentioned earlier, you do need to have some connection to the group. Otherwise, you're going to sail off into a different direction because you're not part of that dynamic so much that you have the normal subtle clues about what's changing and what's not. See, when we're part of a group, we have a lot of subtle cueing about where we're going as a group.
That makes sense.
Okay. But when I'm at home by myself and I don't have contact with my group often, there's a sense of separation and there's also a lack of communication of those subtle clues.
That's great. Mike's mesmerizing open. Now let's talk about being a group together. David, I know that you have a video, so let's get you back on the mic here because let's take a look as a group. We decided to go through and pick some Super Bowl picks. Let's take a look and see how we did. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. So you're picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady to win, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
First bet, the length of the national anthem.
I think it's going to be over.
You think over? What do you think, David?
I believe I heard it was Eric Church, I believe, doing that. So it'll probably be over as well.
It'll be over? Next question, heads or tails? The coin tossed.
I'm going to go with heads.
Heads, I'm going to go tails. Tails never fails. What are you going?
Tails.
Tails never fails. All right. Who is going to be the team to score first? Is it the Kansas City Chiefs or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I don't care.
So Mike says he doesn't care. David, who do you think?
Even though I want the Chiefs to win, they're going to come from behind like they always do, so it'll be Tampa Bay scoring first.
Oh, so only Tampa Bay scoring first and scoring off.
Yeah, okay. No.
Let's go. Who has the most rushing yards? Ronald Jones from Tampa Bay, coming off his injury, is going to have the most running yards. What do you think?
Playoff Lenny, Leonard Fournette.
Leonard Fournette.
Continue. Okay. I don't care.
Okay, which wide receiver is going to score the first touchdown? I got Chris Godwin.
Oh, my God.
That's Tampa Bay.
Mahomes to Tyreek Hill all the way.
Tyreek Hill. Okay. Well, you're going to go.
Actually, does it? I'll go with that guy.
You're going to go with that guy. Oh, that'll be great. All right. Last question here.
That's how I picked that.
Last question here. Will the special teams score a touchdown? So you got special teams?
No.
No touchdown? No. Okay, so right now 73% say no, and I would say that I don't think the special teams will score.
I'm just going to say yes, just to be a contrarian.
There you go. All right.
Well, just fantastic. I don't care, but I don't know that that's going to extend to your football.
All right. So there's our review of our deals.
That's awesome.
We spent a little bit of time.
I won.
That. So, well, no.
Well, I tried to give you one and you didn't take it, by the way.
So, yeah, the Rob, if you would have picked, instead of I don't care, if you would have picked Gronk, you would have actually ended up winning.
I gave it to you. I literally said he'll probably pick Gronkowski. I literally handed you one.
If you just said Gronk, I would have gone with that just because it
so the real standings, I went back and I tried to re-edit even my voice in a couple of those picks, and I tried to, I think we should, I think it's going to be this type, and I couldn't get it to work. So
that's funny.
You had three. Mike has three. David had three, and the host only got two.
Oh, you got busted by the
I know. All right, so I'm going to have some.
I could have had more if I was not so. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, you could have. You would have just picked some random.
Especially
ones.
Since I handed one to you, literally. Yeah,
we did.
Well, you're really going after that handoff, aren't you?
Yeah. He could have probably won.
He could have won, but David, this is you're now like in first place for Super Bowl. You are our Super Bowl expert now.
And now we got to wait how long till I continue to add to my lead?
You got David, who is a Super Bowl expert, but you got the I don't care guy who is tied with David.
I know. I don't get it. But you know what? We're going to talk about this during a commercial break because we're going to commercial now. Congratulations, you two, and I got to go soak up as I lost.
Skip and Sharon, hosts of the Psychic Spectrum radio show, are a prominent psychic couple. Besides hosting an exciting weekly radio show, they offer fans the Psychic Showcase and a fascinating speakers bureau. And their Talking to the Other Side events are not to be missed. Join their live events and even schedule a private psychic reading. Get started at psychicspectrum.com. That's psychicspectrum.com.
Upper Left Corner is a PNW true crime podcast now streaming on all major podcast platforms. If you get excited when your favorite true crime podcast tells a story about a place that you've been to or the town that you live in, then Upper Left Corner podcast is for you. Each week, I tell you a story of a crime that has taken place in the PNW and give you background about the town the crime occurred in. If you like true crime, check out Upper Left Corner podcast, now available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and more.
Ace Hardware is a helpful place with prompt, friendly service, knowledge, and the little things that make a big difference.
Service.
Selection.
Advice.
Community involvement.
Competitive prices.
Convenience.
Located near you.
And the things you need, such as
house keys,
lawn and garden,
plumbing,
electrical,
hardware,
grills,
outdoor living supplies,
and even nuts and bolts.
When you visit Ace Hardware, you'll be greeted at the door and given the help you need.
So come visit us at Ace Hardware in Evergreen Way in Everett, Lake Stevens, and now Stanley.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio. I'm Nathan Mum. We got Mike Roday here, and we got David behind the board, and we are going to now go to our segment, Pick of the Day.
No way.
Yep.
We get... All right.
And now our pick of the day for our whiskey tastings.
Josh hating
Let's
music.
Let's see what bubbles to the top.
All right, we got right to it. Now we got about a minute and 10 seconds left. That's the cue. So we got everything taken care of. Now,
are you sure?
Well, or maybe a little bit more. Let's take. You are done with your whiskey, so you must have loved the whiskey,
yeah,
right?
No.
This is Kentucky's best. It says right here on the label.
Yeah, it's Kentucky's worst.
It's Kentucky's worst.
Yeah, it's, so, I like the bottle, but oh, that was gross.
That was gross.
Yeah, I didn't like.
So
it.
A thumbs up.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Are you going to give it a thumbs up? No. Okay, no. A thumbs down.
Yeah,
I actually liked it. I told you that. I said I kind of like the sipping taste, but you know
I think
what?
You take little. You know, I gotta take a little. I was taking little tiny sips.
Yeah.
At one of the and that was better. Because if I take normal sips, it has it just doesn't.
I'm just joking with you. This is horrible.
Me.
This
oh,
is horrible.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
you were like.
I was trying to be nice.
Time?
I was trying to make you feel.
It's,
like,
yeah,
it was horrible. It was absolutely a waste of time. Do not buy that.
It's good that they're not making this again.
No.
Like,
if I was on an island and I only had this, and
I would eat sand.
Me too. All right, that's exactly where I'm at too. All right. Well, we are
Suck
really
coconuts.
We are really excited. We had today's show perfectly planned. It was great to have everybody here. I get to actually read my new end stuff. So, as listeners of Tech Time Radio, this is a great opportunity now to go to Tech. Oh, you know what? We have a Twitter. Somebody
oh,
hashtag.
Do we have a hashtag?
We have a hashtag Twitter. Nathan, you look fat in your green. Oh, I'm not reading that. Thank you very much. That has to be from a friend of mine.
Who is that?
Wow.
Who is it?
It's a friend of mine that shouldn't be tweeting on there. So
that was awesome, whoever
so
that was.
No, I'm not going to. We're going to delete that tweet. Okay, so a good listeners. If
yeah,
you
don't wear that shirt ever again.
I'm not going to wear this shirt now. It's going to be burned. So it's somebody that doesn't like Under Armour. So he has a deal against
it. I have a clue
yeah,
about got, who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's exactly the same guy that just tweeted here. So
all
he
right.
must. He must be at home not having anything to do. Go get back to work, Corey. All right. I don't want to call him out. So now we want to thank our listeners at Tech Time Radio. Of course, go to our website and sign up to win. Next week, we're giving away some coffee from Story Coffee. That's the best coffee. Don't you think so?
That is my favorite coffee.
It is by far the best. So go sign up.
I drink it straight black. It's delicious.
It is good. So go sign up. TechTimeRadio.com and can find out more about Story Coffee. We would like to thank KKNW 1150. Glad to be back in studio again. We'd like to thank David behind the board. It's great having our crew back together. Mike, we get to go now have a post wrap dinner.
Wrap-up
so,
dinner.
So we're excited about that.
In a restaurant that's actually open, probably.
I know. That should be fantastic. David, thank you so much again for being back. Go Gonzaga Bulldogs. Best of luck to you guys on the NCAA tournament. I'm Nathan Mum. I will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on Tech Time Radio. We hope that you had a chance to have that moment today in technology. The fun doesn't stop there. We recommend that you go to techtimeradio.com and join our fan list. for the most important aspect of staying connected and winning some really great monthly prizes. We also have a few other ways to stay connected, including subscribing to our podcast on any podcast service, from Apple to Google and everything in between. We're also on YouTube, so check us out on youtube.com/techtimeradio, all one word. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it for you. From all of us at Tech Time Radio, remember, mum's the word. Have a safe and fantastic week.